郭沫若让溥仪给他当助理。
Hugo Mori will let Puyi serve as his assistant.
溥仪只说了五个字。
Puyi only said 5 words.
让郭沫若呀大吃一惊。
Surprise Hugo Mori will.
1960年的北京。
1960s Beijing.
两个男人的一次对话成为了历史的趣谈。
A conversation between two men became a historical anecdote.
一个是声名显赫的文学家。
One is a renowned writer.
史学家郭沫若。
Historian Hugo Mori will.
一个是刚刚获得特赦的末代皇帝溥仪。
One is the recently pardoned last emperor Puyi.
当郭沫若满怀期待地向溥仪发出邀请时。
When Hugo Mori will extended an invitation to Puyi with great anticipation,
万万没想到会得到一个让自己无地自容的回答。
I never expected to get an answer that leaves me speechless.
这五个字不仅让郭沫若当场愣住。
These 5 characters not only stunned Hugo Mori will.
更揭开了一段鲜为人知的历史真相。
Reveals another hidden historical truth.
1959年12月4日的抚顺战犯管理所内。
December 4, 1959, inside the Foshan War Criminal Management Center.
一场特赦大会正在进行。
A presidential pardon conference is taking place.
当宣读员念出爱新觉罗·溥仪这个名字时
When the announcer reads the name Aixin-Juliuo Puyi
台下那个53岁的男人简直不敢相信自己的耳朵
The man in the audience who was 53 years old couldn't believe his ears
十年牢狱生涯即将结束
10 years in prison are about to end
这个曾经的皇帝将重新踏入社会。
This former emperor is about to re-enter society.
溥仪对特赦其实并不抱太大的希望。
The emperor actually didn't have much hope for the amnesty.
用他自己的话说呀。
As he put it,
有谁也不能有我呀。
No one can replace me.
我的罪恶严重，论表现我也不比别人强。
My sin is serious, and I am no better than others.
当听到自己名字被第一个念出时
When your name is called out for the first time,
溥仪差点从椅子上跌下来
Prince Hairo almost fell from his chair.
这个消息来得太突然了
This news came too suddenly.
让他一时间不知所措
But he was at a loss for words.
回到北京的溥仪
Returning to Beijing, Puyi
住进了政府安排的旅馆
I checked into the hotel arranged by the government
这里的生活呀
Life here
简朴的让人难以想象
Simple to the point
一张单人床
A single bed
一张木桌几把椅子
A wooden table and a few chairs
就是全部的家当对比曾经的皇宫生活
This is all the property that used to belong to the former palace
这里简直是天壤之别呀
This is completely different from the other one
溥仪却没有抱怨
Puyi didn't complain
反而感到前所未有的轻松面临一个现实问题
Instead, I felt an unprecedented sense of ease in facing a real problem.
找工作，作为一个特赦犯。
Finding a job is a unique experience.
溥仪的身份尴尬到极点。
Puyi's identity was extremely awkward.
哪家单位敢要一个前皇帝？
Which unit dares to employ a former emperor?
溥仪自己也犯愁。
Puyi was also in a dilemma.
毕竟在监狱里学到的那点技能
After all, the skills I learned in prison
放到社会上根本派不上用场
unable to be used in society.
经过政府安排，溥仪来到了中国科学院植物研究所。
After the government's official visit to the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Plant Biology,
所成为一名普通园丁。
To be an ordinary gardener.
这个决定让溥仪既意外又欣慰。
This decision made Puyi both surprised and pleased.
外的是从
Surprisingly,
皇帝到园丁的身份转换如
The transformation from emperor to gardener.
如此巨大，欣慰的是终
It's so wonderful to see that
终于有了正当的职业。
Finally, I have a legitimate job.
1960年的2月16日被
February 16, 1960.
北京还是冬日严寒。
Beijing were winters cold.
溥仪拿着北京市民政局的介绍信走进了植物园的大门。
Puyi walked into the botanical garden with a letter from the Beijing Municipal Civil Affairs Bureau.
园长于德俊和办公室主任西斌热情地接待了这位特殊的新员工。
Long and Dean, along with office director Zai Bin, warmly welcomed the new employee.
溥仪主动要求马上参加劳动。
Puyi actively requested to immediately participate in labor.
为社会主义建设出力。
Contribute to socialist construction.
这份积极的态度让园方领导刮目相看。
This positive attitude has made the garden management team very impressed.
溥仪被安排住在园内一间18平米的房间。
Puyi was arranged to live in a room of 18 square meters in the garden.
与这个工友刘宝善
with this friend, Liu Bao Shan,
刘宝安同住
Liu Baon lived together.
这种集体生活对溥仪来说是全新的体验。
This collective life was a completely new experience for Puyi.
第一次和普通工人同吃同住。
The first time I lived and ate with ordinary workers.
第一次自己洗衣服、缝补衣物。
First time washing clothes and mending clothes by myself.
第一次学会系鞋带。
The first time I learned to tie shoelaces.
一切都显得新鲜而有趣。
Everything seems fresh and interesting.
植物园的日子。
The days in the botanical garden.
虽然平静，溥仪内心深处仍有不甘。
Although there was still a sense of resentment in Puyi's heart.
毕竟呢，从小接受宫廷教育的自己，读过十三经，古诗。
After all, as someone who received a court education from a young age, I have read the 13 classics and ancient poems.
古文还学过西方的许多学科。
In ancient times, people also learned many Western subjects.
除了那些古文典籍
In addition to those ancient texts,
应该还能做更多的事情。
There should be more to do.
园艺技术虽然学会了
Gardening skills have been learned.
可总觉得呀，大材小用。1961年的春天
I always felt that talent was wasted in 1961.
一纸调令改变了溥仪的命运
A single decree changed Prince Chun's fate.
全国政协文史资料研究委员会需要他这样的活历史。
The National Committee for the Study of Historical and Literary Materials needs such a dynamic historian.
1961年正月初四啊。
January 4, 1961。
中央统战部设宴，正式宣布。
The Central United Front Work Department held a banquet to formally announce
江溥仪
Puyi
杜聿明等七名首批特赦人员调到文史委员会
Du Yuming and seven other first batch pardoned individuals are transferred to the Historical and Cultural Committee.
任专员，月薪从60元提高到100元。告别植物园的那天。
The commissioner's salary increased from 60 to 100 yuan, and he left the botanical garden that day.
溥仪心情复杂。
溥仪 was in a complicated mood.
3月6日
March 6th,
园里专门召开了欢送的座谈会。
The garden held a special meeting to welcome them.
同事们纷纷表达不舍之情。
My colleagues express their regret.
一年多的园丁生活
One year of gardening life.
让溥仪第一次感受到自食其力的踏实
Let 溥仪 experience the satisfaction of self-reliance for the first time.
现在即将开始新的人生篇
Now a new chapter of life is about to begin.
而彼时的郭沫若呀
Once upon a time, there was Guo Moruo.
那作为中国科学院的院长
，as the president of the Chinese Academy of Sciences，
正雄心勃勃地投入
，with great ambition，
清史的研究
，historical research。
可一个棘手的问题摆在了面前
，but a tricky problem was put in front of him。
满文，清朝大量珍贵史料。
Full text of the Qing dynasty, a large number of precious historical documents.
都用满文书写，这些文献。
All these documents are written in full Latin script.
对于研究清朝历史具有不可替代的价值。
It has irreplaceable value for researching the history of the Qing dynasty.
可郭沫若虽然博学，满文水平几乎为零。
Although Guo Moruo was highly knowledgeable and had excellent writing skills, he was almost illiterate.
这让这位学贯中西的大学者颇为头疼啊。
This has caused quite a headache for this scholar who is well versed in both Eastern and Western knowledge.
搞满文翻译谈何容易啊。
How can I translate a full text into English easily?
新中国成立后
After the founding of New China,
懂满文的人本就稀少
People who understand Manchu are already rare.
水平高的更是凤毛麟角了
Those who are highly skilled are rare.
这种语言在清朝后期就已经式微，到了民国时期
This language has already shown signs of decline in the late Qing dynasty and continued into the Republic of China period.
更是几乎失传
Almost lost.
郭沫若呀，翻遍了通讯录
Guo Moruo flipped through the address book.
咨询各路的专家
Consult with experts in various fields.
得到的答案都不理想。
The answers I got were not ideal.
郭沫若曾经尝试自学满文。
Guo Moruo once tried to learn Mongolian.
他买来相关的教材。
He bought the relevant textbooks.
认真的研读。
Careful study.
可这种语言的学习周期太长了。
However, the learning cycle for this language is too long.
以他当时的年龄和工作强度。
Given his age and work intensity at the time,
根本没有时间投入。
There is no time to be long.
眼看研究工作陷入停滞。
Investigate the reasons why research work has stalled.
郭沫若急得团团转，清史研究的成败。
Guo Moruo was in a state of panic.
直接关系到他的学术声誉。
It directly affects his academic reputation.
一次偶然的机会
by chance.
郭沫若听说末代皇帝溥仪现在就在北京工作。
Guo Moruo heard that the last emperor Pu Yi was currently working in Beijing.
这个消息让郭沫若眼前一亮。
This news made Guo Moruo with excitement.
清朝皇帝怎么可能不懂满文？
could the Qing dynasty emperor not understand Manchu?
哎,
oh,
溥仪从小在宫中接受正统的教育。
From my young age, Puyi received a traditional education in the palace.
满语肯定说的比汉语还流利呀。
I am fluent in Manchu, even more so than in Chinese.
这个想法越来越强烈。
This idea is becoming more and more intense.
郭沫若呀开始搜集溥仪的相关信息。
Yuo Muyuo began to collect information about Puyi.
了解到
I understand that
他已经从这个植物园调到文史委员会工作了。这个安排
He has been transferred from the botanical garden to the historical and literary committee.
更让郭沫若兴奋
This made Yuo Muyuo even more excited.
那溥仪既然在文史部门工作，说明组织上也认可他的学术价值。
Since Puyi worked in the Department of History and Literature, it also indicated that the organization recognized his academic value.
郭沫若甚至开始构想两人合作的这种具体模式啊。
Even Yuo Mao began to imagine the specific pattern of cooperation between the two.
溥仪负责翻译满文史料。
Puyi was responsible for translating Manchu historical documents.
自己进行理论分析和文字整理。
Conduct theoretical analysis and text compilation independently.
这种分工既能发挥各自优势。
This division of labor can both leverage the strengths of each individual.
又能确保研究质量。
Ensure research quality.
说不定还能合作出版几本重要的著作。
Maybe we can still publish a few more important books together.
在学术界引起轰动。
Caused a sensation in academia.
郭沫若开始琢磨如何开口。
Yuo Muyuo began to ponder how to start.
毕竟溥仪身份特殊，直接提要求显得唐突啊，最好先建立一些私人的关系。
After all, Prince Regent's special status makes it seem abrupt to directly make demands. It's better to first establish some personal relationships.
让对方了解自己的学术水平和人格魅力。
Let the other party know your academic level and personal charm.
然后再提合作的事情。机会啊。
Then bring up the opportunity to cooperate again.
很快就来了。
Soon it will arrive.
1960年代中期的一个晚上。
In the mid-1960s, one evening,
北京某个文化界聚会现场是灯火通明。
A cultural gathering in Beijing was full of lights.
这类聚会在当时并不少见。
These kinds of gatherings were not uncommon at the time.
知识分子们借此机会交流学术心得，拓展人际关系。
This provides an opportunity for intellectuals to exchange academic insights and expand their social networks.
郭沫若和溥仪都出现在宾客的名单上。
Neither Yuo Muyuo nor Puyi appeared on the guest list.
哎
Oh,
这样的场合
In such a situation,
两个身份特殊的人物自然成为全场的焦点。
Two special characters naturally become the focus of the whole scene.
郭沫若精心准备了这次偶遇。
Yuo Muyuo carefully prepared this encounter.
他特意带来了一件心爱的收藏品。
He specially brought a beloved collection item.
一个制作精美的小鼻烟壶。
A beautifully crafted small pipe.
哇。期间呢，郭沫若选择了一个合适的机会。
During this period, Yuo Muyuo chose an opportune moment.
拿出鼻烟壶。
Take out the snuff box.
向众人展示，他神色得意地介绍啊，各位请看。 这是乾隆皇帝的御用之物。
Show everyone his triumphant introduction. R, everyone, please see. This is the imperial object of the Kailong Emperor.
大家都知道啊。
Everyone knows.
乾隆皇帝对工艺品的要求极高。
The Kailong Emperor had very high demands on handicrafts.
那这件鞭壶。
That snuff box.
无论是材质还是工艺。
Whether it's the material or the craftsmanship,
都堪称完美。
All are perfect.
溥仪在一旁。
溥仪 was standing there.
静静的观察。
Quietly observe.
眉头却微微的皱起。
His eyebrows were slightly furrowed.
作为清朝皇室后裔。
As a descendant of the Qing dynasty imperial family.
他对宫廷用品有着天然的敏感度。
He has a natural sensitivity to courtly affairs.
这个鞭烟壶虽然制作精美。
This snuff box is exquisitely crafted.
细节之处却有问题。
There are problems in the details.
无论是纹饰风格还是工艺特点。
Whether it's the style of the Kairn family or the characteristics of the craftsmanship,
都与真正的乾隆御用品存在差异。
All of them are related to the genuine imperial products of the Qing dynasty.
当郭沫若介绍完毕
When Guo Moyuo finished speaking,
众人还沉浸在赞叹中时，溥仪啊轻声地开口。
Everyone was still in awe when Puyi spoke softly. Well,
郭先生、
Mr. Guo,
您可能弄错了。
You might be mistaken.
这并不是御用之物。
This is not a tool for use.
这句话如同一颗石子投入平静的湖面。
This sentence is like a pebble thrown into a still lake.
瞬间激起了涟漪。
It caused a stir.
现场气氛顿时变得微妙。
The atmosphere on the scene suddenly became tense.
众人的目光在郭沫若和溥仪之间游移啊。
Everyone's gaze was hesitant between Guo Moyuo and Puyi.
不知该相信谁的判断。
I don't know who to believe.
郭沫若的表情僵住了。
Guo Moyuo's expression froze.
显然没想到会遭到质疑。
Obviously, I didn't expect to be questioned.
尤其是来自溥仪的质疑。
Especially the doubts from Puyi.
经过反复的观察和讨论。
After repeated observation and discussion,
专家们最终得出了结论。
Experts finally came to the conclusion that
溥仪的判断是正确的。
Puyi's judgment was correct.
这确实是一件仿制品。
This is indeed a fake.
而且呢，仿制水平相当高明。
Especially, the level of imitation is quite high.
哎。
Oh.
这个结果让郭沫若陷入了极度的尴尬的境地。作为学术权威，当众被人指出错误啊，已经够难堪了。更别说对方还是一个罪犯出身的末代皇帝，郭沫若的脸色呀变得很不好看，勉强挤出一丝笑容表示接受这个结果。这一幕让这郭沫若对溥仪刮目相看，眼前这个曾经的皇帝对文物的鉴别能力远超想象，这种能力不是靠书本知识能够培养的，而是需要长期的实践积累。溥仪在皇宫中生活多年，接触过无数珍贵的文物，这种经历是任何学者都无法比拟的，没有办法学习呀。酒过三巡，郭沫若呀找准了时机，满脸诚恳地向溥仪发出邀请。溥先生，我正在进行这个清史的研究啊，遇到很多这个满文资料啊需要翻译，以您的这个学识和出身，在这方面肯定有独到的见解啊，不知道您是否愿意协助啊进行这项工作呀。满座宾客呀也都好奇地看向了溥仪，等待这位末代皇帝的回应。在众人看来， 这是一个再好不过的机会。郭沫若的学术地位有目共睹，对不对？能够与他合作，对任何学者来说都是求之不得的机会。溥仪的表情变得复杂，眼神中呢闪过一丝犹豫和无奈。他沉默了片刻，似乎在斟酌如何回答。现场的气氛变得有些紧张，所有人呢都在等待这个关键时刻的答案。终于，溥仪开口了，语气平静的出奇：“啊，我不会满文。”这五个字如同晴天霹雳，让现场瞬间安静下来。郭沫若愣在那儿了，完全没想到会得到这样的答案呢。清朝末代皇帝不会满文，这怎么可能呢？这简直颠覆了所有人的认知啊！这五个字的杀伤力巨大呀，不仅拒绝了郭沫若的邀请，更让这位学术大师在众人面前是颜面扫地。郭沫若原本以为胜券在握，万万没想到会遭到如此干脆的拒绝。溥仪说不会满文呢，这个回答呀，既是事实也是托词。要理解这五个字背后的真相，需要回到溥仪的童年时代。溥仪的满文老师啊，伊克坦是个严肃古板的老头，满脸麻子，身材矮小，不苟言笑。这个形象让小溥仪产生了天然的抗拒心理。在一个三岁孩子的眼中，这个老师实在是太可怕了。课堂上的溥仪要顽皮异常，根本无法专心听讲，要么信笔涂鸦，要么偷看闲书，甚至调皮到用脚趾去扯老师的胡子。伊克坦被气得不轻啊，又不敢体罚小皇帝，只能跑到皇太后那里告状。相比之下，溥仪的汉文老师陈宝琛就成功多了。这位翰林出身的老师学富五车，更重要的是懂得如何与孩子沟通。陈宝琛呢，出身名门，在福州老家教了20多年书了，开办了30多所学校，拥有丰富的教学经验。陈宝琛对年幼的溥仪循循善诱，让他对学习汉文产生了浓厚的兴趣。在这位老师的悉心指导下，溥仪的汉文水平突飞猛进，后来达到了大学生的程度，能够写出《我的前半生》这样的自传，与陈宝琛的教导啊密不可分。溥仪生活在这样的环境中啊，自然对满文缺乏学习动力，加上个人兴趣不足、老师教学方法不当等因素，满文水平停留在初学者阶段就不足为奇了。1956年，郭沫若强烈建议挖掘这个明定陵。这个决定后来被证明是错误的，由于当时技术条件限制，大量珍贵的文物在发掘的过程中呢遭到了破坏，那损失多达3000件。这件事在文物界引起了很大的争议，也让溥仪对郭沫若的学术态度产生了质疑。在溥仪看来，郭沫若过于急功近利，为了学术成果不惜冒险，这种做法与溥仪从小接受的传统文化教育相冲突。对于一个在皇宫中长大、见识过无数珍贵文物的人来说，看到这些文化瑰宝遭到人为的破坏是无法忍受的。溥仪虽然经历了10年的改造，思想观念发生了很大的变化，对清朝统治的腐败也有了清醒的认识，可要让他亲自参与挖掘和揭露这些历史黑暗面，心理上还是难以接受的。与其解释这些复杂的原因，不如简单的说一句：“我不会满文。”这五个字既是事实也是托词，既保全了面子，也避免了麻烦。这种处理方式体现了溥仪的智慧和圆滑。溥仪用五个字巧妙地化解了一次尴尬的邀请，也让郭沫若见识了末代皇帝的处世智慧。这个看似简单的拒绝，背后隐藏着太多不为人知的故事。这次聚会后啊，两人在公开场合还会偶尔遇到，但都保持着客气而疏远的关系。郭沫若明白溥仪的真实想法，溥仪也知道郭沫若心中的不甘，两个时代的风云人物就这样在历史的长河中擦肩而过。这个故事后来在文化界传为了笑谈，成为那个特殊年代的一个注脚，它揭示了知识分子之间复杂的关系，也反映了历史研究中的种种无奈。五个字的拒绝承载着太多历史的沉重和人性的复杂。
This result makes